Chapter 31 continued. "Everything changes," said Rebecca. "You're here to change me? That's just great." Rebecca looked at the rug underneath his dashboard. This wasn't the way she wanted the conversation to go. "Are you afraid to change?" she said quietly. "No," said Ron, without looking at her. "I'm goddamn angry that anybody thinks they have a right to tell me how I should be." "You wouldn't know that Dylan line that goes, 'I try real hard to be just like I am, but everybody wants me to be just like them.' That's how I feel." There was a protracted pause. "How would you say we did it really talking, Ron?" He didn't know how to answer. He stared at her face and sculpted in on the pimple. "Maybe I should just ask her where the scuzz on her face comes from," he thought, but scolded himself for having such an immature idea. They had been driving for some time, and when they reached Morristown, he started to work his way back without telling her. Driving without a place to go, trying to get yourself lost, was stupid. He wanted to do something, but all his ideas seemed stale. There were movies, bowling, a diner, a bar, finding a place to park. That was it. He could think of nothing else to do. As if she was reading his mind, Rebecca said, "You know what I really feel like doing with you? Since we're not playing this dating game anymore, there's a movie on TV that I always wanted to see that starts at 10:30. Did you ever hear of Guys and Dolls? It's a musical, isn't it?" Rebecca could have sworn she had visibly seen him turn his nose up at the idea. "The people in it aren't musical, though. Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra, Gene Simmons," said Rebecca, recalling the program listing in TV Guide. Ron figured that his chances for the evening would be dramatically improved if he did something to make her happy. "That sounds fun," he said. "Let's see it at my house." Rebecca was startled. "Is anybody going to be there?" "I don't know. But if they are, they'll leave us alone." Rebecca was sure she wasn't prepared to meet Ron's family tonight, especially not without some advance warning. Mothers always held stuff like that against the girl. It was an excuse to say that she would have the decency to not show up when everything was a mess. She wasn't ready for that. "I'm sure there's nobody home at my house," she said. "That's fine, too." At last, Ron felt the relief of a destination. "Things really got going back and forth a few minutes ago," he said. He was being nice again. She took his hand. "It's because you're so intense about everything, Ron." "I can't help the way I am. I only know how to go at things with everything I got. Otherwise, I get bored." "Don't you ever enjoy slowing down?" "It makes me feel like I'm less alive than I was when I was letting it go." "You just need to learn to relax," she said, putting her hand on his leg. He wasn't sure whether or not he should tighten the muscle of his thigh. They would get really hard, but he wasn't sure what signal he was supposed to give. They didn't watch much of the movie. Ron discovered that Rebecca got excited every time he plopped his tongue in her ear. He did it constantly. Everything was fine with squeezing her tits, and he had begun rubbing her behind when they were still in the kitchen. There was only one area of exploration left before he would have scouted the entire territory. As he sucked her ear, he planned the assault. The plan called for tonguing her into enough of a commotion that she wouldn't realize or care that he was going for her pussy. First, he positioned his hand on the inside of her thigh and squeezed so that she would get accustomed to him being there. Rebecca pulled away from him, and Ron cursed to himself. She was studying his face. She kissed him on the cheek. "You get me really excited, you know." "It's good for you," he said. She pulled off her blouse and undid her bra. Ron's eyes got wider. They were the most perfect tits he'd ever seen anywhere. "They're really beautiful," he said, sliding a palm under each one. "I'm trusting you to be nice with me, Ron." She looked down at his crotch, brought her hands to the back of his neck, and drew his head down to her breasts. Ron started to suck the nearest nipple, while she ran her hands through his hair. When they heard the key in the door, Ron all but spit tit. "Your parents are home," he said. Rebecca harnessed herself frantically and pulled the blouse back over her head. "They weren't supposed to be home until really late," she said in a frightened voice. They sat like wooden statues with tense looks on their faces as Mrs. Rinelli entered the room. Ron remembered that he had an enormous erection and crossed his legs quickly, but was uncomfortable and sure that he was going to hurt himself being all twisted up like that. Mrs. Rinelli found her daughter and the boy sitting in the dark with their hair out of place and just the television light in the room. She turned on the bright overhead light. "It's not good for you to watch TV in the dark, Becky. We just brought you these new reading glasses, and there you are, squinting in the dark. Just what the doctor told you not to do." "We weren't really watching TV," said Rebecca, with an undertone of defiance. Her mother's face changed. She added, "We were talking." Mrs. Rinelli gave her a skeptical look. "Well, I'm going upstairs after I make your father and me a snack. Make sure the doors are locked before you come upstairs." Rebecca got up and followed her mother into the kitchen. Ron lit a cigarette and watched the movie. Marlon Brando was about to get laid in Cuba with Gene Simmons. Ron liked that he'd almost been there when the bimbos came home. He tried to picture Rebecca's tits. They were plump, and the nipple had been sucking had a hard little knot right at the tip. He rolled it back and forth in his mind. He uncrossed his legs and tried to untangle himself. It always seemed that his cock took a tremendous beating at times like this. "Are you in trouble?" said Ron, after Rebecca came back, turned off the overhead, turned on a table lamp. "No," she said easily. "My mother is pretty understanding. We get along well." Ron stared in between her legs as new plans for the assault rose in her mind. "Will she be back down?" he said. "No," said Rebecca. Seeing his sights on the familiar area of her tits, for starters, Ron leaned over to kiss her. She kissed him back easily, but when his hand squeezed her breast, she stopped him. "Why are you seeing me?" she said. The question took Ron by surprise. She liked the dumbfounded look that came onto his face. It was really like an infant who'd been astonished. "I really like being with you." She didn't say anything. "You're the most exciting girl I've ever been with." She gave him a skeptical look. Ron caught it. "You don't believe me. Damn. Next to being made editor of the Commuter, you've all I had thought about since we met." He stopped to consider what he'd said, And not in that order of importance either, he added. Do you know what happened? Kissing my neck. If I didn't trust you, I would never let you suck on my ear again. I want you to trust me, said Ron in a small voice. He'd made a jackass out of himself again, he thought. He cursed silently at his greedy, grubby hands. Rebecca watched his little boy show and smiled. She took her hair away from her neck and offered it to him. The first thing Ron saw was a brightening hickey he gave her. He ran his finger along it. I gave you a hickey, he said. I didn't mean to. Rebecca winced. I hate those things, she said, and got up to look at it in the downstairs mirror. Ron wondered how many she had before, but she returned quickly. You sure did give me one, she said happily. Oh, well, she sat on his lap. This is it, thought Ron instantly. He kissed her deeply and brought his hand up to her crotch. He felt the zipper on her jeans. She moaned and stuck her tongue in his ear. I'm there, he thought. He squeezed her zipper and listened to the aquatic show in his head. Rebecca pushed his hand further into her crotch and rubbed against it like it was a bedpost. Ron continued to squeeze and rub. She closed her eyes and moaned again. Involuntarily, Ron squeezed too hard. Ouch! She yelped, opening her eyes quickly. I'm sorry, he said, stopping at once. You gotta be more careful down there, she said, like she was telling him a secret. Ron reached out weakly and took hold of her breast. Rebecca didn't react or look at him. Ron let go of her breast. He told her that he didn't mean to hurt her. Rebecca wondered if she was going to have to mark there, too. This boy was too rough. Ron lit a cigarette as they watched the end of the movie. Would you like something to eat? Said Rebecca, looking for an excuse to move into the other room. I'd like some coffee, said Ron. The ribbon was wrinkled and dangled in an injured way as he watched it leave the room. He apologized to her several times while they were having coffee. Rebecca watched him quietly. Inside, Ron was calling himself a jerk and conjuring up the dope and sap as further evidence against himself. Rebecca thought that he really seemed to care about what she thought of him as she listened to the apologies. As he was talking, she wondered if she still wanted him, now that she was sure she could have him. She decided that he was okay for right now. He was going to have to learn to be careful with her, though. She hated the feeling of being treated clumsily. Are you doing anything tomorrow afternoon? He asked. I have dinner with my family on Sundays, she said, with a note of finality. How about tomorrow night? He said. What do you want to do? I think I really would like to see a movie, he said, smiling. Okay, maybe, she said. You'll have to call first. Make sure, though. That sounds good, said Ron. He drove home, happy that he had a girlfriend. When he got into bed, he masturbated wildly. He conjured back images of the way she had shown him her tits. He created fantasies of her opening her legs and telling him to put it in and do it hard. It took him more than an hour to get to sleep. After the third time he'd come, he dropped back, exhausted, and told himself maybe he'd get it for real the next night.